Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a story about sewage. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Cincinnati has a problem. Every year, billions of gallons of raw sewage end up in the city's waterways. It's not the only city in this position, and climate change will only make things worse. So how did Cincinnati get here, and what's being done to address this crappy issue? That's the topic of Backed Up, a new podcast by WVXU producers Becca Costello. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Erin.
And Ella Rowan. Hey, Ella.
Hi.
So help me understand, how is it that raw sewage ends up in our waterways in 2024?
Yeah, so Cincinnati has what's called a combined sewer system, and that basically means everything you flush down the toilet and all the storm water coming from the sky goes into the same pipes, same system, which sounds pretty normal if you're new to the topic like I was when I started this project. But actually what can happen is when there is a big rain event, the system will overflow and then that water has to come out somewhere. So they have basically like exit points for the sewage to get out into waterways. So it's on purpose with the hope of preventing other issues like sewer backups.
Got it. So that's how all this raw sewage ends up in waterways, which is kind of yucky.
Yeah, I would say so.
Becca, is this a Cincinnati-specific issue, or is it a problem elsewhere in Ohio, too?
It's a problem elsewhere in Ohio and actually all across the country as well. It's really common in older cities. So as Ella said, it was intentional, but before engineers and local officials really cared or knew to care about protecting the environment. So now we know better and we don't build those anymore. But major cities in Ohio, including Toledo, Columbus, Cleveland, Portsmouth, Springfield, I mean, I could go on and on.
Okay, and what does it mean for the people who live in these areas?
Yeah, we focus on a few stories of people who've experienced sewer backups in their basements.
Did you know that it was sewage?
Oh, yeah. When it's coming out of the drain down there, it's sewage.
Did it smell?
Oh, yeah. The stench was terrible.
It's really dangerous. That's residential, but there's also businesses that experience this. And then people who just like to use waterways like the Mill Creek recreationally, kayaking, that kind of thing, coming into contact with sewage that way is also dangerous.
Okay, well, your podcast, Backed Up, treats this issue kind of like it's a mystery and you're the detectives. So tell us about the clues you found and who are your primary suspects? I mean, like, what's being done about this issue and why hasn't it been fixed yet?
Yeah, so it's funny. The mystery we first started out trying to solve is, why does this happen? And we found that answer almost immediately. So, you know, we know why it happens, but why is it still happening? And so in that case, we look at one of the things that does make Cincinnati a little unique is the political structure. So there's kind of shared ownership and governorship of the Metropolitan Sewer District between the city and the county. And that makes things really difficult and politically fraught. But then also just looking at, okay, why does the system get overwhelmed? The rain is really one of the biggest problems here. It's one of our prime suspects for why this is happening still. And as you said, climate change, yes, we are getting more rain, but we're getting it in a shorter period of time. And that's exactly what causes systems like the one in Cincinnati to overflow.
Is anything being done now to fix it?
Absolutely. That's true everywhere. So these are now illegal to have. You know, you can't build combined sewer systems anymore. The federal EPA and state EPAs are all like kind of on this issue. Cincinnati has what's called a consent decree where they're mandated to spend a lot of money to build new infrastructure to make this problem go away. Lots of other cities in Ohio are now or have previously been under a consent decree. So we kind of go into all of that legal stuff, which again, sounds even more boring than sewers, but I promise it's so interesting.
That was Ohio Newsroom member station producers Becca Costello and Ella Rowan from WVXU in Cincinnati talking about their new podcast, Backed Up. You can listen at wvxu.org/backedup or wherever you get your podcasts. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.